The Bush administration uses much of the same economic logic that the Reagan administration used in justifying its budget more than 20 years ago. Tax cuts will help reinvigorate the economy, that will boost tax receipts, and that will take care of much of the deficit. Among the skeptics of that logic is William Grider, who wrote about what was then called Reaganomics for the Atlantic Monthly. He's now national affairs correspondent for The Nation magazine, and Grider says there are some parallels between the Reagan and Bush administrations.
If we think of Reaganomics as the history as tragedy and now repeating itself as farce, I think that's probably better than saying they're similar or alike. History's been revised on this. In the moment of creation, the spring and summer of 1981, when Reagan brilliantly, accompanied by David Stockman and others, enacted this huge, huge tax cut, but also launched a program to double the size of the defense budget and so forth and so on, they had a theory. It turned out to be a cockeyed theory, but they did have a theory that they could do all these things simultaneously and still wind up with a balanced budget in a couple of years. And the story I wrote about his struggle ended with the somewhat forlorn climax where he acknowledges we failed. We failed utterly, and we're going to have huge budget deficits as far as the eye can see. Subsequently, Stockman and others began to explain, well, it's okay because, look, we've put a harness around government. And that became the mantra of Republicans in Washington and elsewhere.
I mean, that people wouldn't dare propose a big project because it would thrust the federal budget still deeper into deficit.
And both the glory and the pain of the Clinton years was that here comes a Democratic president to Washington having promised the usual things that Democratic candidates promise, and he gets into office and he decides, I got to go the conservative route and concentrate year after year on keeping government spending in harness so that the budget deficit is eventually eliminated. And he accomplished that. So now we have a new Republican in power, and he is literally starting the wheel all over again.
I'm curious. I wonder if you, as an advocate of many economic ideas that are out of favor, whether you can imagine, old-fashioned as it is now, Keynesian economic thought, have deficits, stimulate the economy, well, deficit spending is good. Could you see that coming back in any way, or have both parties sworn off of it?
I feel a little, as you suggest, like a bag lady on the street corner saying, read Keynes. Go back and read the 30s, because we are literally at a moment in history that is not a standard business cycle. It's not even a bad business cycle yet, but it mirrors what happened in the late 1920s and early 1930s. And believe me, we're not going to have a Great Depression of those dimensions. We're much too wealthy for that. However, we could very well get stuck in the same kind of stagnation that Keynes and others addressed. And I think the first priority should be to get us out of this ditch as soon as we can. And if you have to err on the side of spending too much money on infrastructure or running deficits bigger than you would like, that is the right thing to do now. This also involves my old friends at the Federal Reserve, which I've also written about. They actually have been issuing statements for the last 6 months, 9 months, reassuring the financial system that they see this problem and that they're prepared to deal with it. But ironically, the elected government, both in Congress and the White House, seems quite oblivious to what I'm talking about.
Well, Bill Grider, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
William Grider, who is the national affairs correspondent for The Nation magazine.